This is Bucks in 6 minutes.
That's for the culture.
To recap the last game, here's Greg Matzik.
Following a Monday night win over the Nets in Brooklyn, the Bucks were back home Wednesday night to host the Detroit Pistons. Playing without Chris Middleton, the Bucks started the game using defense to fuel the offense.
Here's Kate Cunningham maneuvering into the paint. His shot rejected on the first shot of the night as Brook Lopez comes out of the weeds for his first block of the night. Beasley the other way accelerates through the lane and lays it off the window. You couldn't have scripted a much better start to this one.
Lopez would then step outside the paint and the arc to make it 5-4 Bucks.
Lopez tees up a three and he splashes it through for our first Michelob Ultra three-pointer of the night.
A teardrop from Giannis and the game was tied at 11. But both offenses would stall until Damian Lillard entered the scoring column and ended a scoring drought.
Here's Lillard driving in. He tries to attack, puts the shot off the window and good. So that snaps a scoreless drought for both teams over the last 2.5 minutes nearly.
The first quarter would end with the Bucks clinging to a one-point lead.
Payne's got it top of the arc. Little stutter step. Feeds it off. Nice dish at the last second of Beauchamp. It was 6 seconds to go. Now Detroit can try to work for the final shot.
Bobby Portis scored 3 points for the Bucks in the first quarter before exploding in the second. It and one to get things going.
Here's Portis. Nice spin move. He flips the shot up and in off the window as he was backing his way in on Marvin Bagley, who's trying to fill that space down low.
And serious damage for mid-range with 4 consecutive made field goals.
Portis working on Durant turns around and fires a beauty from the left baseline. 13-foot jumper from Bobby Portis. The mayor is in office come election time. 18-4 run.
Portis scored 13 of the Bucks' first 17 points in the second quarter as Milwaukee built a 42-27 lead. 49-42 Bucks until Jay Crowder made his presence felt from deep.
Catch and shoot three, Jay Crowder, he drills it. Crowder knocks down the three and points toward the Pistons bench. It looked like going the other way or was it to a teammate?
The Bucks built a 15-point lead, but the offense went dry for about a 3-minute stretch, allowing Detroit to shrink the deficit. Lillard would then score 5 straight to push the lead back to double digits near the end of the half.
Giannis flips the pass behind his back over to Lillard. Lillard drives in. He powers his way right into Stewart and lays it off the window and good. Bucks back ahead by 10 now. Detroit the other direction with it. Lillard sneaks up behind Cunningham and pries it free. Picked up by Crowder ahead to Lillard. Lillard drives and lays it in. Stewart can only look both ways and make his case to the officials. He was caught in no man's land and Lillard took full advantage.
62-52 Bucks at the half with Portis leading the way with 16. But the tenor of the game would change significantly in the third when the Bucks built a 13-point lead.
He's got a one-on-three win. Has that ever stopped him? He takes it in and plunges it through with a one-hand jam. And Giannis just got teed up for the second time. Oh, my. Giannis, 2 technical fouls. And he is done for the night on that play.
At the time Giannis was ejected, it was 73-60 Bucks. A 12-5 run by the Pistons was slowed by Lillard.
Now it's down to 6. Lillard around a screen. He connects on his first long one of the night. Dame Lillard had been 0-5 prior to that three-point make.
81-72 Bucks. Another Pistons run, 14-6 to give them the lead.
Pistons go the other way. Chance to tie or get their first lead since the first quarter. On a three-pointer, he'll try to do that. Sasser delivers. Three ball is good, and that one-time 15-point lead is completely gone.
3 of Sasser's 26 who blew up in the second half. After trailing by 15 in the second quarter, the Pistons rallied with Giannis in the locker room to take a 95-90 lead into the fourth. Lillard started the fourth quarter on the bench and entered the game with 9:37 left, and the Bucks trailing 102-94. Moments later, it was 102-97.
Lillard goes around a screen from him, and he connects from three. Damian Lillard is going to help save the day today for the Milwaukee Bucks to get out of here with a win. No Giannis. They need his scoring. 97 points now for the Bucks.
Lillard, incredible in the fourth quarter, scoring 18 of his game-high 34 in the final 9 minutes 37 seconds, taking the game over when the Bucks needed it most and completing the comeback.
Lillard's into the front court. Drives on Durant, puts up the floater, rims around and drops. Damian Lillard delivers again.
It was a lead the Bucks would never relinquish. Lopez started the game with a block and a three. He ended the game with a three and a block to preserve the Bucks' largest comeback win of the young season.
And now the Pistons with a chance to get the lead. Shot clock off, 15 seconds to go. Cunningham down the lane, blocked by Lopez, gets it back, turns it over, passed it back to Beasley. With 7 seconds left, Beasley taps the brakes. He'll hand to Crowder, and he's fouled with 3.9 seconds left. And for the second time in as many games, it was rim protection late that may have just saved the day.
Jay Crowder would hit one of two free throws to close out the scoring. A desperation heave by the Pistons fell short, and the Bucks survived Detroit using a 19-7 fourth quarter run to fuel a 120-118 victory. A game that featured five ties and 10 lead changes. Adrian Griffin's Bucks are back at it on Thursday night in Indiana against the Pacers.